Hi, everybody, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. I am Arielle Nissenblatt. I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective, which is the engine that runs this podcast. This episode officially marks 1 year of this podcast, and I'm so excited that we made it a full year. Earbuds Podcast Collective has been around since 2017. I started it because I wanted to listen to more podcasts and wanted to find ways to do that, not making it too hard for myself and also helping others find new podcasts to listen to as well. So on February 12th, 2017, which just happened to be the day before International Radio Day, I didn't know, it was a fun coincidence, we sent out the first Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter. What that means is that each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list, even you, yes, you listening right now. All you have to do is choose a theme and then find 5 podcast episodes on that theme. The cool part is that if you are a podcaster yourself, you can include one of your own episodes as part of that list. We have sent out so many newsletters over the years, we never miss a Sunday night. Last year, this week, we started a new initiative in addition to the weekly newsletter, which is our podcast, like I said, Feedback with Earbuds, what you're listening to right now. And that's where we recap what we talk about in our newsletter, and we also talk about some podcast things going on in the larger podcast industry world, and anything else that I find relevant that week. Every once in a while, we'll do bonus episodes, but for this episode, I wanted to switch it up. Usually, we have a script. I have a script that I stick to. I'm kind of just winging it here, and I hope you're enjoying, and I hope I don't get too repetitive. Each week on Feedback with Earbuds, we share the podcast recommendation of the week, some information about the curator, and anything else that I feel like putting in the episode. So this week is going to cover the podcast recommendations for the week of October 5 through 9, and we'll get right to that. But before then, just want to shout out the listeners who have been tuning in for a full year at this point, and especially to the people who have been reading our newsletter. If you're interested in getting that newsletter, we'll have more information for you at the end of the show. But bottom line is all you got to do is go to earbudspodcastcollective.org. You can sign up for it right there on our website. We have tons of ways for you to interact with us. My goal is really just to get more people listening to podcasts. There are so many out there. And it might seem like it's really difficult to distill what you should be listening to. So this is just one opinion. We try to have very diverse themes. We try to have curators from around the world. And make sure to check back in our archives. I'll share some information on how to get there later in the show. All right, let's get to it. Let's talk about our podcast recommendations for this week. The curator is Anon Herman, and he is the host of the Culture Quest podcast. The theme that he chose is sharing the knowledge. He chose this theme because he says, "What I love most about podcasts is that it gives everyone a chance to research subjects that they find interesting and pass it on to whoever shares that interest all around the world." He finds it very inspiring. He says, "It makes me feel like I can do it too." And he does with his podcast, and we're going to talk about his podcast in just a second. All right, how about those episodes that Inan chose for his week of curation at Earbuds? Let's share those along with descriptions of them. The first episode of the week comes to us from Assorted Goods and is called Planet Amazon. It'll be 74 minutes. Here's the description. A long dive into Amazon, the company that's changed how we buy anything and everything. Since 94, Amazon went from a garage and a computer to one of the most dominant and successful companies in history. The next episode comes to us from All the People You Should Know and is called Josh and Anon Know People Number 1. It's 76 minutes. Here's the description. I am joined by Anon of the Culture Quest podcast, and we discuss two very interesting people. This episode is PG-13 and includes some very disturbing facts that may not be suitable for everyone. That's your trigger warning for that episode. The next episode of the week comes to us from Lady Justice and is called Butternoll Stoning. It's 48 minutes long. Here's the description. A policeman completing his night rounds in a sleepy village was to become the victim of death by stoning. This is the case of the Butternoll Stoning. Lady Justice is a true crime podcast and therefore deals with incidents of violence, disturbing imagery, and explicit content. Listener discretion is advised. The next episode comes to us from The History Cache and is called A Strange Experiment, Dr. William Beaumont and the Guinea Pig of Mackinac Island. It's 41 minutes long. Here's the description. In 1822 on Mackinac Island, French-Canadian fur trader Alexis St. Martin was shot in the side at a distance of less than 1 meter. The experiments following his miraculous survival just may be the weirdest piece of history ever seen in the Straits of Mackinac. The bullet wound left a hole in St. Martin's side, giving Dr. William Beaumont the first ever access to a living human stomach. The doctor would tie pieces of food to a silk string and dangle them down into St. Martin's stomach in order to better understand the process of digestion. But the experiments didn't stop there. Ooh, creepy. The next episode comes to us from The Culture Quest and is called The Anthropocene Side Quest. It's 75 minutes long. Here's the description. Our humble adventurers discuss the Anthropocene, a term that might be the name of the current period of time that we live in the first of what eventually may be a series of side quests. Find out what that means by listening to that episode of The Culture Quest, which is Anand's podcast, again, the curator of this week's earbuds. Those are the episodes chosen by Anand for this week's theme, Sharing the Knowledge. Earbuds, we will be using the hashtag #SharingKnowledgePods on social media for discussion. If you listen to those episodes and want to contribute to the discussion, want to share something that you found interesting or shocking, please do use that hashtag. Again, it's #SharingKnowledgePods. Each week in our newsletter, our curators, in addition to the podcast episodes that they recommend, are given a chance to promote something that they love. It can be a podcast, it can be a project, it can be a company that they admire, or really anything. Here is what Anand writes. He says, "These episodes and others like these stand for the idea that we can all take the time to learn and research ideas and topics that we're passionate about. It's not only something that smart people can do, or something that only people with a bunch of resources can do. There are so many indie podcasters that do it all on their own. Regular people with families and jobs that are able to find the time to dig up the information and process it into something we can all learn from and enjoy. We can all become happier and smarter by clearing some time for learning, and it could be about anything." Buzzsprout is one of our sponsors for this podcast and for our newsletter. They rock. They are the easiest way to get your podcast to the most people possible. Buzzsprout is a podcast hosting site. So essentially, when you create a podcast, there needs to be a place for it to be online so that you can create what's called an RSS link, RSS feed, so that that can then be submitted to Apple Podcasts as well as a bunch of other podcast directories. So you need a really great podcast hosting site. I use Buzzsprout. I love Buzzsprout. Super easy, beautiful interface. And it's incredibly easy to understand for newbies. And there are some really fun ways to create social media images and sound bites and audiograms and all that kind of stuff. They have it all right there for you on Buzzsprout. If you sign up to start your podcast with Buzzsprout and use the link in our show notes, you'll get an Amazon gift card. So make sure to check out the show notes and do let me know if you have any questions. I love Buzzsprout. This week's podcast spotlight is on the podcast Latinx on the Rise. You can read about them on our website, earbudspodcastcollective.org. And you can also apply to have your podcast spotlit on our website. There's more information on that in our newsletter and on our website. Please do follow along with the discussions that we have of this week's podcast recommendations on social media. We're on Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. And we're on Twitter at Earbuds Podcall. We're also on LinkedIn. Just type in Earbuds Podcast Collective. We'd love to chat with you on any of those platforms. You can sign up to receive our newsletter. It's great that you found this podcast, but the real driver of the information is the newsletter. So make sure to go to earbudspodcastcollective.org. And there should be a pop-up right there where you can sign up for our newsletter. And you can also sign up to curate a list, like I said, up at the top of the show, among other opportunities. So we're always looking for partnerships, so feel free to message me, email me, find the Contact Us button, and I'm happy to chat with you. We have a new section in our newsletter this week and going forward. It's going to be a recap of the biggest podcast stories in the industry, so make sure to check that out. Just a sneak peek, this week we're talking about International Podcast Day, which took place on September 30th. Really happy, fun day where we get to celebrate all the things going on in the podcast world. And the hashtag was used by so many huge companies and names that a few years ago didn't have podcasts of their own, but now do. For example, NASA used the hashtag International Podcast Day. How fun is that? Kerry Washington. It was really fun to see all those hashtag International Podcast Day tweets roll in throughout the day. Daniel Turek is the sound guy behind this podcast. Thank you, Daniel. You can find his work at robotslap.com. Abby Kleonsky is our newsletter editor. She's been doing it for almost 4 years. Thank you so much, Abby. Matt Sweeto is the guy who designed the music that you're listening to right now. Thank you, Matt. I write and produce this show, and again, my name is Arielle Nissenblatt. We will be back next week with more podcast recommendations. In the meantime, please take a minute to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, on CastBox, wherever you're listening right now. There's probably some fun way to review us. It really does help people find the show. In the meantime, enjoy listening to these podcast recommendations and reach out if you have any questions. Happy listening, ear buddies.